This is Unit 22 of Pimsleur's Danish. In this conversation, you'll hear the name
Noah. Lyt til samtalen.
Hvor mange børn har du?
To børn. En dreng og en pige.
Er det din søn derovre?
Ja, det er Noah.
Og hvor er din datter?
Hun er voksen. Hun bor i New York nu.
Lyt til samtalen en gang til.
Hvor mange børn har du?
To børn. En dreng og en pige.
Er det din søn derovre?
Ja, det er Noah.
Og hvor er din datter?
Hun er voksen. Hun bor i New York nu.
Starting with this lesson, you'll receive more and more instructions in Danish. Like this.
Sig.
Say.
Sig.
Pleased to meet you.
Hyggeligt at møde dig.
Sig.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Larsen.
Hyggeligt at møde dig, herr Larsen. Herr Larsen.
Han svarer.
He answers.
Han svarer.
Thanks. The same to you.
Tak. I lige måde. Tak. I lige måde.
Se.
A boy. The boy.
En dreng, drengen. En dreng, drengen.
Now you're an American man speaking to a Danish woman, meaning you and your wife. She asks, are the children here with you?
Er børnene her med jer? Ja. Med jer.
Do you remember how to say our son?
Vores søn. Vores.
Se,
that's our son over there.
Det er vores søn derovre.
She's going to say, the boy is grown up, isn't he?
Lyt og gentag.
Drengen er voksen, ikke også? Ikke også. Også. Ikke også.
This means literally, not also. It's used to say, isn't he, isn't it, don't you, etc. Now say, the boy is grown up, isn't he?
Drengen er voksen, ikke også. Ikke også.
Hun siger.
She says.
Hun siger.
Your son.
Din søn.
He's grown up, isn't he?
Han er voksen, ikke også? Ikke også?
Using the contradictory word for yes, try to say, yes, he is grown up.
Jo, han er voksen. Jo, han er voksen.
Say together, the daughter, the son.
Datteren, sønnen.
Sig nu.
Say now.
Sig nu.
Our daughter.
Vores datter.
Our daughter is also grown up.
Vores datter er også voksen.
The children are grown up.
Lyt og gentag.
Børnene er voksne. Voksne. Voksne.
Meaning more than one person. How do you say grown up?
Voksne. Voksne.
She asks, is your daughter here with you?
Er din datter her med dig?
Now meaning you and your wife, she asks, is she here with you?
Er hun her med jer? med jer?
No, she's in America.
Nej, hun er i Amerika. I Amerika.
See,
our children are grown up.
Vores børn er voksne. Voksne.
Hun siger.
She says, my family.
Min familie.
My family is here in Denmark.
Min familie er her i Danmark.
Meaning both her and her husband. Ask, are the children here with you?
Er børnene her med jer?
Hun svarer.
She answers.
Hun svarer.
Yes, the children live here.
Ja, børnene bor her.
Meaning both her and her husband.
Spørg.
Ask.
Spørg.
How many children do you have?
Hvor mange børn har I?
Hun svarer.
She answers. We have one boy.
Vi har én dreng. Én dreng.
And three girls.
Og tre piger.
Suppose it were reversed. How would she say, we have one girl and three boys?
Vi har én pige og tre drenge.
Meaning her and her husband, try to say, you have a lot of children.
I har mange børn. Mange børn.
Try to say, you have a lot of children, don't you?
I har mange børn, ikke også? Ikke også.
You want to ask, do you have a big car? First, the word car.
Lyt og gentag.
Bil. Bil. En bil.
Sig.
A car.
En bil.
A big car.
Lyt og gentag.
En stor bil. Stor. Stor. En stor bil.
Meaning her and her husband ask, do you have a big car?
Har I en stor bil?
How would she say, not too big?
Ikke for stor. For stor. Ikke for stor.
And how does she say, a car?
En bil.
We have a small car.
Lyt og gentag.
Vi har en lille bil. Lille. Lille.
Sig.
Little or small.
Lille.
It is small.
Lyt og gentag.
Den er lille. Den. Den er lille.
When you say it, referring to a common noun like car, you say
den.
So, referring to car, how does she say, it's small?
Den er lille.
Speaking generally, without referring to a particular item, how do you say, that's expensive, or it's expensive?
Det er dyrt. Det. Det er dyrt.
Referring to her car, she says again, it's small.
Den er lille. Den.
German.
Lyt og gentag.
Tysk. Tysk.
Hun siger.
And it is German.
Og den er tysk. Tysk.
Talking about the car, she says again, it's small.
Den lille.
How would she say, but it's big enough?
Men den stor nok. Nok. Stor nok. Den stor nok.
Do you remember how to say, for me?
Til mig. Til.
Now try to say, for our family.
Til vores familie. Til vores familie.
Still referring to her car, she says, it's small, but...
Den lille, men...
It's big enough for our family.
Den stor nok til vores familie. Den stor nok til vores familie.
She adds, the children are grown up.
Børnene voksne. Voksne.
And the car is German.
Og bilen tysk.
Now ask where the bathroom is.
Hvor toilettet? Toilettet.
Suppose your name is Michael Davis. How does a woman say, pleased to meet you, Mr. Davis?
Hyggeligt at møde dig, herr Davis.
How should you respond?
Tak, i lige måde. Tak, i lige måde.
She asks about your family. Say, I have a son and a daughter.
Jeg har en søn og en datter. En søn og en datter.
Meaning you and your wife, how does she ask, are the children here with you?
Børnene her med jer? Med jer?
Svar.
No, they are grown up.
Nej, de voksne.
Do you remember how to ask where the hotel is?
Hvor hotellet? Hotellet.
Hotellet.
Is a neuter word. Referring to the hotel, try to ask where it is.
Hvor det? Det. Hvor det?
How would she ask? It's on the road to Roskilde, isn't it?
Det på vejen til Roskilde, ikke også? På vejen. Det på vejen til Roskilde, ikke også?
But you don't know where the road to Roskilde is, keeping in mind that
vejen
is a common noun. Try to ask, the road to Roskilde? Where is it?
Vejen til Roskilde? Hvor den? Den. Hvor den?
Hun siger.
Sorry, that I don't know.
Beklager, det ved jeg ikke. Det ved jeg ikke.
Now ask again where the bathroom is.
Hvor toilettet? Toilettet.
Toilettet
is another neuter word. So how would you ask, is it over there?
Det derovre? Det. Det derovre?
Hun siger.
Yes, the bathroom's over there.
Ja, toilettet er derovre.
Now suppose you're an American woman and you've just been introduced to Mr. Anderson. Addressing him by name, tell him that you're pleased to meet him.
Hyggeligt at møde dig, herr Andersen.
How would he respond?
Tak, i lige måde.
Nu siger han.
Now he says.
Nu siger han.
You speak Danish.
Du taler dansk.
How would he ask? You speak Danish, don't you?
Du taler dansk, ikke også? Ikke også?
Contradicting the negative question, you say, yes, I speak Danish.
Jo, jeg taler dansk.
But not so well.
Men ikke så godt. Men ikke så godt.
He asks about your family. Say, I have a daughter and a son.
Jeg har en datter og en søn. En datter.
My children are grown up.
Mine børn er voksne. Voksne.
They're here in Denmark with me.
De er her i Danmark med mig. I Danmark.
The girl over there is my daughter.
Pigen derover er min datter. Pigen derover.
My son is at the hotel.
Min søn er på hotellet. Min søn.
Meaning here in Denmark, he asks, do you have a car?
Har du en bil? En bil?
Svar.
Answer.
Svar.
I have a small car.
Jeg har en lille bil. Lille. En lille bil.
But it's big enough.
Men den er stor nok. Stor nok. Den. Den er stor nok.
For our family.
Til vores familie. Den er stor nok til vores familie.
Hun siger.
We have a small German car.
Vi har en lille tysk bil. Vi har en lille tysk bil.
Now you want to say, I need gas. First, gas.
Lyt og gentag.
Benzin. Benzin.
I need.
Lyt og gentag.
Jeg har brug for. Har brug for. For. Brug. Brug for. Har. Har brug for. Jeg har brug for.
Sig.
I need gas, or literally, I have use for gas.
Jeg har brug for benzin. Jeg har brug for benzin.
Do you remember how to ask, is coffee expensive?
Er kaffe dyrt? Dyrt.
Gas is an amount, so you use the neuter version of expensive here also. Try to ask, is gas expensive?
Er benzin dyrt?
Sig,
I need gas.
Jeg har brug for benzin.
Try to say, gas is expensive, isn't it?
Benzin er dyrt, ikke også? Benzin er dyrt.
Contradicting the negative, how does he say, yes, it is expensive?
Jo, det er dyrt. Det er dyrt.
How would he say, but you don't need, or literally, but you have not use for?
Men du har ikke brug for. Du har ikke brug for.
You don't need so much gas.
Du har ikke brug for så meget benzin. Så meget.
You have a small German car, don't you?
Du har en lille tysk bil, ikke også?
Say, contradicting the negative. Yes, it's over there.
Jo, den er derover. Jo, den er derover.
But then you say, no, I have a big German car.
Nej, jeg har en stor tysk bil.
In Denmark, the measure of distance is the kilometer. Here's kilometer or kilometers in Danish.
Lyt og gentag.
Kilometer. Kilometer.
Try to ask, how many kilometers?
Hvor mange kilometer?
Han svarer.
He answers, 50 kilometers.
50 kilometer. 50.
You don't need so much gas.
Du har ikke brug for så meget benzin. Du har ikke brug for så meget benzin.
Only enough for 50 kilometers.
Kun nok til 50 kilometer. Til 50 kilometer. Kun nok til 50 kilometer.
You contradict him. Say, yes, I need a lot of gas.
Jo, jeg har brug for meget benzin.
Sig nu.
I'm going to drive to Copenhagen.
København.
Jeg skal køre til København. København. Jeg skal køre til København.
And I have a big German car.
Og jeg har en stor tysk bil.
Spørg en gang til.
Ask one more time.
Spørg en gang til.
How many kilometers?
Hvor mange kilometer?
He asks, to Copenhagen.
Til København.
Han siger.
He says.
Han siger.
60 kilometers.
60 kilometer. 60 kilometer.
Sig.
Then I need gas. Literally, then I have use for gas.
Så har jeg brug for benzin. Så har jeg brug for. Så har jeg brug for benzin.
I'm going to drive to Copenhagen today.
Jeg skal køre til København i dag.
60 kilometers.
60 kilometer.
Sig en gang til.
Say one more time.
Sig en gang til.
And I have a big German car.
Og jeg har en stor tysk bil.
Then I need a lot of gas.
Så jeg har brug for meget benzin. Meget benzin.
The reading lesson for this unit follows. Open your booklet to the reading for unit 22.
Lektion 22. Læs nummer 1.
Read number 1.
Køretøj.
Læs nummer 2.
Read number 2.
Et øjeblik.
Nummer 3.
Slips.
4.
Hyggeligt at hilse på dig. Hyggeligt at hilse på dig.
Listen and repeat number 5.
Bjerg. Bjerg.
This BJ combination is common in Danish. Try number 6.
Bjarne.
Try to read number 7.
Jeg har brug. Jeg har brug.
Try number 8.
Jeg har brug for vand.
Læs nummer 9.
Lille. Lille.
Læs nummer 10.
20. 20.
Læs nummer 11.
27.
Listen and repeat number 12.
Stationen. Stationen.
13.
Til Odense.
14.
Hvad koster en billet til Odense? Odense.
Read number 15. Remember the sound of the AV letter combination.
Forbavse. Forbavse.
Læs nummer 16.
Tause.
Listen and repeat number 17. Paying attention to the sound of the IV letter combination.
Liv. Liv.
Try to read number 18.
Automat.
19.
Au, det gør ondt.
Try to read number 20. The double P sounds like an English B, and the V is silent.
Kan du skibe med toget? Skibe. Kan du skibe med toget?
This is the end of Unit 22 and the end of today's lesson. Pimsleur courses work most effectively when the units are done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Copyright 2015 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. Recording copyright 2015 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. All rights reserved.